Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey everybody, in this episode of the Timeless After Show, it is time to break down the season finale. That's right, at season 2, episode 9 and 10, The General and Chinatown. There we go. Jessica's true allegiance is revealed. Rufus learns that, forget it, it's Chinatown. And that last shot, we're going to break it all down next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm just thinking of Chelsea and Titus. Yeah.
I have them underneath the table. They'll come out eventually.
Welcome everybody to the Timeless After Show, breaking down all of season 2, and now specifically the season finale, airing Sunday nights, hopefully for a third season on NBC. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran.
And I'm Alexis Torres. Hi guys.
And I'm Carrie Lane.
I am Takira Shabray.
And hey guys, it's Virginia Reina
Dye. Five strong, because this episode, these two episodes, couldn't be just talked about by four people.
We added a seat to Lifeboat.
That's right.
Yes!
That's what we did.
Yes.
So of course, folks, you know what you can do. You can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and hop in the chat. Carrie and Tahir, they've got the chat up and running, so they want to hear your thoughts. We'd love to hear your thoughts too, whether it's about the series in general or just these two episodes in particular. But before we get into it too in-depth, real quick, what everybody think?
We're all speechless.
Yeah, it's so emotional, all the emotions, and then a lot of things confirmed because, I mean, you know.
Yeah, a lot of things.
You know.
Well, also some moments that were emotional that were unexpected, which we'll get to it, but where you're just like, oh, I didn't think I'd be so, like, affected by that thing. And then awesome action, as always, and then fights and violence.
And violence.
And yes, I like the reveals of things where we're like, we knew it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was probably my favorite part, is getting to finally get to the reveals of everything.
Yeah. Well, they left just enough questions that, like, we have to have another season.
We
cannot end it. Like, there was too much. Like, that last moment, or that moment with Lucy and Flynn when Wyatt walked in, I'm like, who is Flynn? Like, what are you going to tell
her? Who are you?
Yeah, so they can't just end it on us here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we break into everything, you know, I will probably maybe bring up my negative concerns real quick to let you all just dash them.
Yeah, Frank has to. It's the finale. He has to bring up the negative stuff. It's tradition.
Okay.
I enjoy the series, and the season finale was also fun, but then I also wonder, like, we only had 10 episodes. There's only so much real estate that you can use. But I just feel like maybe some of the moments, with specifically the Rittenhouse side of it, were just too underdeveloped, that when moments happen in this episode, you're like, okay, it's surprising, and it's a cool twist, but we didn't really know enough to, like, that you want that moment to have as much impact as it should.
I'm with you on that.
Not so much that it bothered me, but yeah, definitely, like, we don't really get much development at Rittenhouse at all. Yeah. But I mean, if you're doing it from our team's perspective, because then they don't know that much.
Yeah. True.
All right, well, given how we watched every episode this season, do you feel like, were they fair and balanced, or did they at least give enough depth to a lot of these things that kind of were touched upon or at least sort of resolved to make everything really land in these two episodes? Or do you still feel like, it was cool, but we never really saw a lot of setup for these moments that, so we get the payoff, but it's not really there?
I kept thinking, at the end, I thought of Virginia because they said something about the dad. And I was like, there's our confirmation. But it would have been interesting to kind of get a little bit, like, something visual or like deeper connection where it's just like, oh yes.
Yep.
But it was just like a verbal bomb, like, oh.
Or it almost made me a hair more confused of like, we understand Rittenhouse is one entity, but I'm like, maybe there is something more to it, because like the mom's final wish and stuff. I'm like, is it only what we think it is? Or could there be more? Yeah. And maybe not as positive votes we'd all want, but maybe some other angle that we don't know about. And then that, but that made me interested. Like, okay, well, let's get to that other part of it.
Right.
So. Yeah, I'm with you on that because obviously they can come. They've come back from the future. So they, and Jessica said, we're trying to save the world. And Emma is trying, like, she didn't like anything that, what is Nicholas?
Yeah.
Nicholas. She didn't like anything Nicholas said. And so she still wants to be Rittenhouse. So it's like, what are they trying to save? Like, what happens that they are so against the other people that are like Lucy and Wyatt that are mm-hmm. trying to do good? So mm-hmm. I'm with you guys. It's like, what else is going on there?
I think mm-hmm. that's the bigger piece. I think Lucy is meant to step into Rittenhouse to turn it into this great thing of changing
that's
history.
That's what I was kind of wondering, too.
Yeah, and versus Rittenhouse taking a negative effect. So I think her mother kind of knew that the whole time. And I think they were just, she was trying to be that middle piece that kind of let it happen to where Rittenhouse can be a great thing. I mean, if you think about it, they are changing history. I mean, for the negative, but I mean, why not change it for the good? I mean, of course, that might change a lot of things and a lot of lives might be lost. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
When Carol does tell Lucy, that's like, if only I had more time to tell you, like, for 3 weeks at the beginning of the season, you had her.
You had her for a good amount of time. you done goofed.
But we get that sister reveal, though. Of like, oh, yeah, no, I got rid of your sister, so we get more time together.
And I was like, wow, so selfish.
Yeah. But I think we knew that, though.
No, we didn't.
No, not as an active,
confirmed type of thing. Or?
Yeah, because like, she never really mentioned the fact that she wanted to spend more time with Lucy. Yes. It was more on the lines of she did it for her own gain. That's all we knew.
Got you.
So mm-hmm. when
got
we you. Found out the actual reason, I was just like, wow, right. Carol. Girl.
What happens to just, like, movies together?
Girls'
night. I mean,
jeez.
The mother-daughter dance. Like
something. I don't understand why you're like, you know what? You're my favorite daughter. Let me just get rid of the other one. Jeez. And let's just spend some time.
Mm-hmm. Would you all like it if there were adult mother-daughter dances? Something like,
I mean, at weddings, I guess.
Yeah, all right.
I did a mother-daughter dance at my wedding. And, you know, it was a little awkward at first, I'm not going to lie. But then, you know, then you feel the moment, and then, you know, mm-hmm. mom starts crying. You're like, okay, mom. And then you start crying. It's just a thing. I think it's too much.
Wow, my mother-daughter dances are completely different. It's usually my mom and I, very tipsy, dancing on a dance floor, looking like a hot mess. At every family party. Like, oh, there go the Torreses. Okay, just let them have it. It's fine. She has too much tequila. It's okay. Just let her go.
I will say we ended on Snoop Dogg, Drop It Like It's
there
Hot.
There you go. That sounds more like my family. Or the cha-cha slide. Either one.
We've just learned a lot about Takira and Alexa. Some would say too much. But if you want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of life, well, we've got a podcast just for you. That's Conversations with Marie Menounos Podcast Edition, created by none other than our AfterBuzz TV founder, Marie Menounos, and drops on iTunes every single Friday. That's right. Conversations with Marie Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you never had. So all you have to do is go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Marie Menounos for free. And when you do, let her know that it was Takira and Alexis from the EBTV Timeless After Show that got you there. Conversations with Marie Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
All right, so let's just hop into episode 9, The General. Before we get into it, I will say this is probably one of my favorite just shot episodes. The cinematography for this
was
phenomenal. So and then the pond with the cabin. Was beautiful.
Yeah.
I'd love to know where that was located.
Oh, we have to.
That's a good question. Yeah. Well, it's like the Oak Tree. I think, well, they film a lot of it here in Southern California. Like, when they're chasing in Chinatown, I'm like, that's Paramount.
Yep. I was like, oh, hey. I know exactly where that is.
I know where that street is. The trees reminded me of oak trees here in, like, I'm going to look it up, but it looked familiar to me.
Nice.
But. Well, you know, Warner Brothers has a
pond
in the house. Mm. That's what it reminded me of, because, you know, they also had that one little short street where Jurassic Park, like, they kept reversing and then going, and they're reversing it to make it, like, this long extended. So, I don't know, maybe that's it.
All right. So we do find out it's time to go back to the Civil War, and Rufus had the great line for that. Like, hey, yay. All right.
Back. Woo.
But it is all about Harriet Tubman. And we do start off, though, with we get to see Emma paying a little visit to one of the sleeper agents. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you're back in time in the Civil War, probably the one thing you'd want is a hamburger, I suppose.
Cheeseburger.
I'm imagining, do all the sleeper agents like leave like a rider of what they want? Right. When you come to visit me,
that's yes.
specifically what I'd like you to bring me. And that's it.
I do it.
And that's what I love about this show. They bring up so many things that you don't even think. Because I was like, oh, how horrible was the food back then? You know? Yeah.
Well,
like,
a lot of it you could die from, too. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, there are a lot of the veggies. And
yeah.
I think Flynn mentioned that, too. He was like, wash your vegetables.
Yeah.
I agree. That was a little sad to me, like, during that part, because it was, like, confirmation that they're kind of, like, robbing and kidnapping these people, these poor, vulnerable people, to put them in these situations, because he's like, oh, pictures, letters from my wife and kids. She's like, nah. Hamburger will do just fine.
But I got you a cheeseburger.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's, and he was like so disappointed. So it's confirmation that they're doing something with an expectation of something bigger in return.
Yep.
You know, well, sacrifice.
To kind of sidetrack and talk about how we were talking about Lucy and Carol talking about Rittenhouse, do you feel Rittenhouse is just a totally bad organization? Or they're viewing it that we may be doing some bad things with using some of these sleeper agents the way we kind of force them into doing work for us. But ultimately, the ends will justify the means.
Nah, it just feels hella culty to me.
Forcing
people to do stuff because they get because they have not a higher calling, but the fact that there's more importance on something that they want to gain at the very end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they're also forcing people against their will to do the things that they want to get a result. So it's kind of culty. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not really against the will per se.
True.
Air quotes.
Yeah.
It's more so like it's almost like a forced choice. It's like, do
we
this
kill
or
your family?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm
not going to get into cult culture. That's just a whole thing that we can get into for another 4 hours. But like the fact that, some of it's more like they're willing to do it because of the fact of what higher power is obtained. But there might be something where it's like, well, maybe if I do this, my daughter who's sick will get better because of prayer or something like that.
Right.
You know?
Right,
so I don't know. It could be half and half, but
that's
I think
true.
It's just kind of like
good
that.
Point.
Real quick, guys, I just have to jump in. Alexis, you called it cult culture. I believe it's just called culture.
Oh, get out, Jeff.
Thank
just
you.
Leave it on the wide. Just kidding.
Yeah, boy.
No. Punch, no. How dare you pun in this show right now?
Well, Emma pulls a Marty McFly and basically just gives an almanac to our sleeper agents and just... Look at that. Follow
straight
this.
Straight up.
I was like, history
wow.
book.
Yes. Wow. I was like, which library did you steal this from? I was like, hey, no.
And you are set. And so history does change slightly because one of the surprise attacks that was to happen, now that they know about it, they're able to eliminate these soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our team walks into. And they see just the aftermath of that. And they come across one soldier that is asking to be put out of his misery. And they're like, and then we get... the cool intro of Harriet Tubman.
Yes.
But
yes.
Jen is like feeling some type of way about
it. I hate seeing people die on TV.
Yeah.
Like,
it
is just so hard to watch. And that whole moment, I was like, oh, what do you do? Like, you don't want to kill someone, but they're asking for it. I don't know.
Could you do it, Virginia?
I don't think I could. I'm glad Harriet Tubman showed up because I was like, oh, these poor... And, you know, then I'm thinking, like, Lucy, has she ever killed anybody?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and so... Right. And so... But, you know, it's just like that whole thing of, like, you're having to kill these people. I don't know. And, it's too much for me. I couldn't.
You would just sit there and just sit with them and talk to them?
I would
try. While they're mad at you for, like, just, why are you still talking? Just kill me already.
No, you don't know that.
I would hope someone else would do it for me so I wouldn't have to do it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kind of tough.
Love always.
Well, as I said, Harriet Tubman takes care of that. And Harriet Tubman was awesome.
Yes.
Savage.
She's my favorite person in history because people forget that she was a badass. Because the way that they portray her in other stuff, that she seems like this very like old, quiet,
old
happy
woman.
Yeah, you know. But I'm like, no. She did just so many. She wore so many different hats. Maybe it's just because I had to do a report when I was really, really young, and I found out all these things, and I got to talk to this really cool historian from Georgia who told me all this stuff about Harriet Tubman. But yeah, it's just so cool how she's kind of. not cold, but she's very hard. You know what I mean?
Like she has to be.
Exactly, because of the way that she has to
get the job done.
Exactly, and I think that's really, really cool. Also, I loved, because I was sitting here when they said they were going to bring Harriet Tubman into the storyline, I was like, are they going to use her head injury as, like, plot? And they did, and I was like, this is insane.
Yeah.
if you look it up, because they didn't go into detail in the story. We didn't have time. But pretty much, she hurt her head. I couldn't remember if it was a master who hit her. I knew that something was thrown and it hit her on the side of the head, and it pretty much caused her a concussion. But of course, in this time, you can't really do anything about it.
Yeah.
So she told people for years that, and she's been dealing with it since that accident until she died, that she was having headaches.
Oh, the visions.
Like, like that's actually true. Yeah. So I was like, I wonder if they're going to use that, because that would be a very interesting plot point. Because she talks about it all the time.
All the time.
All the time. So I was like, yes.
Yeah. And I love that you learned this from your own, like, Lucy in Georgia.
Yeah.
That was, you know,
it was really cool. Cute. Yeah.
It may have been Lucy. I don't know.
I mean, I'll take it. But yeah, I just thought that was really, really interesting, because the fact that people think that she's like this, like, old lady who can't do anything, when I was like, no, she did everything back in the day. Mm-hmm. And that's tough.
Well, that's what's great about this show, is it gives history that people are like, I didn't know that fact.
And she was still a kind woman. She just, she's just a gangster. Straight up.
They're in the middle of war. She has to be like, this is how it is. We're doing it. I'm not waiting for you. And this is what's happening.
Yeah. I just don't think I would ever picture myself watching Harriet Tubman just shooting people. That was new for me. I was like, wow. Yeah. I've seen pictures of you with, like, guns and stuff.
I was ready for it.
The master guy later, and she's like, what was my place again? I was like,
She was like, you want to tell me? You want to tell me my place again?
One more time. Tell me one more time.
I just wanted a moment where Harriet Tubman, like, took off earrings or something. I was like, All right. Pull her back.
Well, you see, Rufus and Wyatt both are fine, but certainly her and Rufus do have the bigger connection. Mm-hmm. It kind of takes us through the course of the episode.
Yeah.
But we do split up into two sections, where we've got Wyatt and Rufus sticking out and helping Harriet, because they do need to stop the sleeper agent. They need to find this. And Harriet is going to be making this attack, even with the small coalition of people that she has, but she could really use the rest of the Union Army. But they've taken off after that last surprise attack. And so it's up to Flynn and Lucy to go and convince them to come to help. And we get to see Lucy just straight up, just like, talk straight up to that general. It's like, get it. You gotta listen. Yeah. Which I did like seeing
Lucy.
Love
her strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that strength.
But then it comes down to the big attack. Everything starts coming out. We get Rufus has to pose as a, as a slave.
House slave.
I mean, I wasn't ready for Wyatt to become the colonel. So either way,
you know, right before Rufus said that, which I'm sure I'm not the only one, but as soon as he came out of the room, I thought. I was like, okay, Cassie.
I was like, you want to tell me about them seven seasonings?
I know. I thought he was so cute.
He was adorable.
Yeah, he just looks good in everything. I'm just gonna say it.
Also,
sorry.
That Rhett Butler.
I love Rufus is like, this movie, more like this. Not that. And he's like, you watch too many movies.
That's what I feel like sometimes when I'm talking to people who don't watch as much movies as we do. Like, I just feel like they're like, okay, all right.
You just don't get it.
Okay. Well, with the sleeper agents, let me know how you feel. What I kind of like about it is that although Rittenhouse is supposed to be like this super, I guess, like cultish culture, for good old Jeff Graham. But they're also, in one sense, especially with the sleeper agents, they're not really great at it either, because the sleeper agents never really do their job very well.
Correct.
Do you appreciate the fact that, like, the evil organization is still also, they kind of suck at things, too?
Yeah, that has not changed.
It's almost like you get what you pay for kind of thing. It's like, dollar menu or a steak off Ruth Chris? Let's go with this dollar menu.
Because it's cheaper, it's faster. We can make this work.
So what? They kill a couple people on accident.
It's okay.
Good.
It's fine.
Change history.
Because I do like the moment where Wyatt, Rufus, and the sleeper agent all realize who is who.
Yep.
That's
so quick.
Wait, only one person would know that name, and that can't be from this time. Who said that? All right. And I do like the way the sleeper agent's taken out. Just running for the hills, and then boom. I was surprised by how quickly he was dispatched.
Same.
Yeah. Same.
He's like, I'm ready to leave. I'm done.
He's like, I'm out.
I forgot all about him for a second.
Yeah. So not Harriet, though. She did not forget about him.
I loved it. She's best.
So we have saved the day there, but now we come back to the present, and we do find out that, of course, Jessica is pregnant.
I'm sorry. Momentary pause, rewind, because I'm like, oh, wait, no, that moment was great, too, is, like, when they're waiting of, like, oh, is Lucy going to even show up on time?
Yeah.
That moment when they have, like, everybody is like,
goosebumps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Super goosebumps moment.
And I was like, ooh.
It
like,
yay, everybody's together.
It's pretty
emotional. Also, moving back to the front. Oh.
Well, one more time. Yes. I just want to shout out, because he almost was going to make it to the show today, but he had somewhere to be tonight. Brad Gage, who also played he was the ginger colonel, is what I called him. He was the one with he had the red hair and the red beard. Mm-hmm. I love him, and he really wanted to be here tonight, but he had something going on. But he loves our show. Aww. So, just want to say hi.
Yeah. Look at that.
Shout him out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next, you can be more important than us.
and something kind of funny to point out from the chat, someone asked the name, the Rhett Butler, what's that from? It's from Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah. If you have 3 hours to spare, you could. It's longer than that, huh?
It might be almost
4. Yeah. If you have 5 hours because snacks, you can go ahead and watch Gone with the Wind. It's a very interesting narrative. I say it's part of history.
It's one of those,
you should
watch it. It's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic. I love Gone with the Wind, so I could watch it anytime, even though it's like half my day. But
that's true. I mean, commitment. Lucy made her dress.
Come on, you'll
the curtains.
Sit and watch hours of TV. So difference.
don't point out how I have no life. Why would you do this?
Oh no, I do that. I'm like, oh, 1 hour movie. Ooh, I don't know, 5 hours TV show. Oh yeah,
yes.
I'm there.
That's me cooking and cleaning the entire time.
I did like the Wyatt's I Do Declare. I was Foghorn Leghorn. Like, who are you?
What are you doing right now? Stop this. I was waiting for a stutter, too, like how he says it, and I was like, all right, you're doing too much.
He even hit him, like, before he left, y'all all here while I'm gone.
Yeah. I was like, stop it.
Stop.
Yeah. Anyway.
Before we head back into the present, we got Jessica and Wyatt, but before that, we also have Gia. And Connor is basically, Gia wants to find out more about the other person.
It was smart.
They got these visions. Mm-hmm. Something we've been
dying for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Gia's visions, gosh. I feel like it was great where it ended, but I also felt like, man, it took a long time to get there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it literally, and I don't know if we called that or something like that. If we were going to have to wait until the last episode to get more answers, and we pretty much did. But I'm also happy that it happened. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I like how it happened.
Yeah,
because it's one of those like she maybe has to almost get to that breaking point of like okay now no really I'll take anything I just need to know information
yeah
because maybe before she wouldn't have been like oh yeah the no sense of urgency before
sure yeah.
So I think that part of it was so interesting. Well, first off, we did mention that she was possibly going to be used.
Yes.
But I guess it was such a big moment at the end of season one that if we would have maybe one more episode of Gia's whole thing, it would have been a little bit, like
nice.
I would have been satisfied.
Yeah,
because it was so interesting, the fact that they had to use the clues and all of this. And I feel like, could use a little bit more.
Yeah,
because I also feel like, well, the writers knew how they wanted it to end.
Mm-hmm.
And then they felt like, well, we don't really have a lot of it that we need beforehand, so I guess we'll just have her kind of hide it. And then maybe, like, no, people won't believe it when she says it. And we'll waste episodes on that, which I rather would have had everybody buy on board much quicker. And then we could have had more of the stuff with it. But
gotcha.
True.
I agree.
That is Monday viewer quarterbacking. So.
Wow.
So we've got Wyatt and Jessica. Is she pregnant? She does say she is pregnant.
Some people in the chat were claiming possibly it's not his kid because at the end she doesn't say save our child. Uh-huh. She's like, my child.
But I also think that she could have been disconnecting herself, too.
This is true. And then... But it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
But it's like when we first met her at the beginning of the season, it had been a while since her and Wyatt had seen each other.
It's a written house baby.
So much longer than...
Nicholas.
Well, I mean, that would be how
frightening... He's doing everybody at the written house now.
If it's just like a month, I figured it was like that. Like, she missed her period, and then she's like, okay, now I know I'm pregnant. Something like that.
Yeah, because I was like, did you go out and take a test? Like, how do you know?
Yeah, because also his thing of like, should I feel anything now? And she's like, no. And that's how I was like, dude, no. She's not even showing.
He's not.
How dumb are you?
He wasn't ready. He's a little flustered.
We also don't know how long between the episodes that they're in the bunker.
Which I think is funny. It's like we have a show about time, but we actually don't know how much time has actually passed throughout these episodes.
Days, weeks, even a month in between each jump.
Yeah,
don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, to watch it, it doesn't seem like it is that long.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. I always assume days, at least. Like, maybe max, like, a week.
Love Always in the chat says, I have my doubts about Jessica being pregnant. Someone mentioned on Twitter how she was drinking after stealing the lifeboat. She wouldn't do that if she was pregnant.
Oh! Oh, snaps! I didn't even think about that.
Why would he be so?
Yeah, because she was. Because when she. Yeah, it was right when she kidnapped Gia and mm-hmm. they were all together, she was looking at the lifeboat and drinking whiskey.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Ooh. Oh, snaps! Virginia, get it, girl.
I know. Well,
maybe it was just tea.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I want to see glasses.
A tea, but like I need to see the little label, little tea bag label.
A string, but
yeah.
It'd be hanging.
Yeah, thank you. She gets it.
Emily Hughes says she ain't pregnant. She's a liar.
so much sass.
The Queen of Regal says, "Well, Wyatt asked if he's father, and she said yes." I think she's lying.
I mean,
or she's not really pregnant, or she's lying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has to be one or the other.
Yeah.
Gabriella C. is trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. And she's like, oh, well, Agent Christopher went and got the pregnancy test, which she applies.
Sure.
We're thinking on the bright side of things.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Sure. Maybe she came up with the story to get her out of the bunker. We don't know.
Right. No big reason why.
Yeah,
man. But can I say we call? Oh, never mind.
Say it.
No. I'm going to wait.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Tahir's going to call her a moment there in just a second. But we see it ends with Wyatt and Jessica talking, and then they go to sleep, and then Wyatt wakes up, and while Jessica is Gia is trusting out her visions, and Jessica is taking her, abducted her, and stealing the lifeboat.
Oh, can I call it now?
Yeah. Okay. Call
Jessica
it.
Is red now!
Hey, we did it!
She's red now!
It feels good now.
It feels good. I'm great now.
Yeah. You're like, got it out.
Bring it back.
Which we all were kind of like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was not even shocked. I was just like, she's been calling it the entire after show. We've been doing it, so I just expect it now.
We called that Gia would be kidnapped to
the U. Because of the fact that she's the only one who has magical powers, so it makes sense.
But this is where it gets sticky, the next situation, in terms of how much is Wyatt to blame?
Oh, he's totally to blame.
He's totally to blame.
Thank you.
Because they could have handled this before that.
Yeah.
And he was just like, no, she can't be. She's my wife. I'm like, we don't know anything about this woman.
Yes.
Stop this.
Because Rufus is like, dude, I asked you. I gave you an opportunity. Because then later, he's like, was there anything? And he goes, well, actually.
Oh, as soon as he took that pause, I was like, you about to mess this up for everybody right now.
Very true.
Son of a bee.
But I also thought they had a good point, too. Like, if Flynn's wife and kids would come back.
No, true.
Flynn would, I'm sure, have acted the exact same way that Wyatt did.
But also, Flynn is a psychopath. I'm just saying.
No, but you have to question that, though.
Yeah, you
do. No, you do.
Even if it was your sister, like, they came back for a reason. I would talk to somebody.
Or, it's kind of like having any sort of weapon in the home. Just because it's there doesn't mean, like, whoever gets injured is their fault. But it's like, but you brought it in!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You weren't aware, so just because...
Yeah, it's such a shape in the show.
It's a tricky,
gray area,
though.
You know? But at the same time, Wyatt saw the signs, he just chose to ignore it.
That's what gets me. Because it's okay to question, and it's okay to say, okay, you're back, but let's talk this through.
Yeah. Especially with your
why
team.
Are you back? Yeah. And not just ignore it.
Hungarian in the chat says, I loved that Flynn pointed out it's Wyatt's fault.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
Yeah,
it's all your fault, bro.
Yeah.
And how funny is it that they felt it so necessary to keep it from Flynn, because they were like, you'll kill her. You'll kill her, dude. You'll kill her.
And he's like, and that would have been bad.
Right.
Because she's my wife. Well, she also just screwed us. So.
Duh.
Indirectly makes tomato. All these other
calls. Oh, and I loved his congratulations on the baby.
Oh, I was so like.
Lucy told me.
Yeah. Right.
While we were laying down having, tea and donuts in bed watching TV. Whatever.
I just love it because I remember watching it with my husband and I was sitting there going, oh, wow, there must be so many palm trees because there's so much shade just everywhere in this room right now. And he was just like, who are you? It's Flynn's fault.
Well, we do see they all kind of breaking down who's responsible for this, whose fault it is. And Flynn and Wyatt get in a tussle. And then Wyatt accidentally
hits. I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. Yeah. We needed to have that clear moment where Lucy's like, okay, I'm awake now.
Yes.
You need to stop.
We can't
do this anymore.
Was that upsetting for anybody else?
It was
like going to cry of like him hurting her. I know it was accidental. It was just like a weird, like, like knee-jerk reaction for me. I don't know. It's a weird feeling.
No, I'm with you. Like, yeah. it like hurt me in the gut, kind of. But at the same time, I was like, this is TV Trope 101.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you like, I was just like, and she's gonna get hit. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that's
true. Like her reaction was the thing. I was like,
she's like, oh no, don't talk to me. I was good girl. Walk away.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucy.
Yeah. I'm very glad that she didn't. Wyatt.
Yeah, no. I was waiting for that, and I was like, I'm so glad that she didn't do that. Thank you.
And Flynn was like.
Job well done, everyone. Just pat myself on the back here. Lucy!
Yeah. Lucy, baby, I have a shoulder.
Yeah, here, here. Here. Also, I might be your husband from the future.
Right.
So we do have Gia kidnapped by Jessica from Rittenhouse. And what we saw also in episode 9 was that Carol had enough with perhaps Nicholas and Emma's kind of, you know, fooling around and takes Nicholas back to the family cemetery there to see her mother, his daughter's funeral plot, and say, Rittenhouse's family, what are you doing with Emma? What's going on with this?
Oh, that was smart. That was good. Smart. I was saying smart because it's smart and sneaky.
Yes.
I was like,
all right, Carol.
Very sneaky.
Yeah. Okay. So it pays off this time when we get to see Emma brought in and Nicholas is like, oh, don't be cross.
Right.
Oh. And Carol lays down what the new landscape's going to be with her involvement in Rittenhouse.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That was insane.
That was the most like awkward lady power throwing around moment of like, oh really? And then she's just trying. I was still like, so? And he's like, yeah, well, that's nice.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, I'm just going to back up
But
now.
That makes sense for what she does later, because then she's like, well, my power doesn't work on me anymore. Right. I need him.
Yeah. I do like Emma, like a good old poker player, doesn't show anything. Just, just smiles like, okay, sure.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I got this.
That's what makes me scared of her all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you show no emotion.
Right.
It's just the weirdest thing.
But let's give it up for Gia. Even drugged, she's able to get out.
Yeah.
Which I love that.
Dude, killing a guy.
Yes. Yeah.
I actually was like, do it.
But
they're
I loved how the actress
she said
still,
sorry.
Yeah, because it still shows that she's human, even though the fact that she just killed her first
in
kill.
That time zone,
that was.
Anyway.
Yes.
I mean, we'll get to that.
Yes, clearly.
But,
yes.
She has grown from that. But it was nice to see that dynamic of seeing her, be, you know, killing someone and being, like, all kind of shooken.
Yeah.
Shaken?
Yeah.
And then now she's breaking wrists and stuff. Shook? Shooketh? I don't know.
Yes.
But, and then to breaking wrists whenever the hell she was.
Yeah.
Insane.
That's great. So she gets back, but she can't stick the landing, so she disappears. So it was cool to be able to see what happens with one of the ships when they don't quite do everything right.
Did you think we were actually going to see where she went, or it was just going to be like, oh, she's gone now.
I'm just curious to see in between time, like if that's actually a thing, besides an actual going to a time place, that there would be a space that's like in between time.
That's why I thought that where she was going to go, and they're going to float.
Like you could just see the ball floating.
She's like a void of nothing.
Yeah.
She's like, well, crap.
Do I have a microwave?
What is that?
So we do figure out that she's trapped somewhere in the past, and she's going to let the team know somehow. So everybody scour the internet, scour your books, anything that she might, any conversations you ever had with her, someplace she might put a clue to where she is.
That's a smart way to look that up.
Pretty
I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So they find her in Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And I do like Rufus in this episode where he's saying, all right, Flynn, I know you're a jerk. You've been against us. I don't really trust you, but... For Gia's sake, I need
all
the
muscle. I can get.
Yes.
A momentary rewind, but a lot of people bring this up in the chat. Apparently, Lucy's hug to Wyatt before
that's right.
Was improvised.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
She said that on Twitter.
Was supposed to, Emily said, in the chat says, they were supposed to walk off. Matt didn't know she was going to hug him. Director told her to hug him. And then there's a nice interview with Matt about it.
Oh, cool.
Nella in the chat said, that hug made me feel for Lyatt even more.
I have to put a pause on that one.
Yeah.
Just because.
So I head back into Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And closer to, at least, certainly once you go to Chinatown, you realize, like, this is the area where something's going to be going down with Rufus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, once you see anybody wearing it, I was like, yep, that looks like the kind of period garb that
different
kind
of Wild West.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. It's got to. Oh,
but this is the big moment. They find the photography studio where Gia's photo was taken. And, of course, the father's being held at gunpoint with Emma. They've got Carol, Nicholas, and Jessica are all there, back there. And when Emma tries to take out Lucy, Carol says nope, and then Emma just goes to town on everybody.
Yeah. Whoa.
I was quickly surprised,
but not really.
I was surprised that
that's what we're going to do.
Oh, there's the, there's the hug. And I think that smile was him like, keep it in character, keep it in character, keep it in character. But no, I'm with you. Her shooting them was a surprise, but the fact that she did it, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, that's how it's going to go down
that fast.
Yeah, fast.
More it was so quick. Yeah.
A few people are like, so nobody noticed Klingon all the other times?
Oh.
What?
The book is Klingon in it. Can't there be somebody else have read it or noticed and checked it out, figured it out?
Yeah, but I don't know what they would have to do. I guess I would think
coordinates and says don't come. How many nerds would be like,
no, true, but maybe they were thinking, oh, you know, maybe this is where the Star Trek writers were able to
get
inspiration.
Well, that's what somebody said too. Maybe it went that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming if no one was actually trying to actively figure out what she was trying
to
say.
Or maybe fans wouldn't be reading that kind of book.
That's also true. That's also very true.
As awesome as we think Lucy is, presuming that, you know, her book is not blowing up bookshelves. Yes.
So funny, but so true.
So we get to see... goodbye, Nicholas. Mm-hmm. Any farewell thoughts for Nicholas? Ginny, do you have any? I know you miss him most of all.
No, you know, he seems, that guy seems to play characters where he's like in there for a season. Like he was on Unreal for like a season. And so you kind of always know he's gonna go. So I didn't think,
so he's like the new, like what, Sean Bean or whatever, who dies in like everything.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't recall who it was in the chat, but a couple people are just like, what was kind of the point? Like he barely did anything.
Yeah, I think that they probably
a development point, like touch upon what you started with.
The math.
Like, like that was so interesting.
Right, and it went nowhere.
Yeah. I feel like that they were trying to do something with this character, and they were like, okay, we don't have time for this, because we only have 10 episodes.
Yeah.
So we'll just surpass this. We want to talk about that pregnancy.
Right. True. I wish we would have had more development with him, just so that this moment would have sold so much better.
I agree.
Yeah. Even just, like, leaving him, I know the whole, like, is there a third season, is there not, sort of thing. I know that's on hold, but don't kill him. Well, actually, you know what? It doesn't matter. Time travel. It doesn't matter. Never mind. Skip that. On to the next.
Yeah.
On to the next. Yeah. My bad.
But I feel like that's part of the problem with Timeless right now is, like, maybe I'm skipping ahead, but, like, they have it on Sunday night. They had the finale for 2 hours from 9 to 11. Like, who watches a show on Sunday night? And this is all NBC's fault, and I'm mad at NBC because, like, if they gave it a better time slot, more people would watch it.
Yes. Yeah. Live. This is a family show. It should be, like, at 7 p.m.
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean, I had to stay up super late to watch the finale because I wanted my ratings to count. But, you know, and I mean, I'm so upset about this, but they also need more episodes. Like, if we had more than 10, we would probably have more answers.
Yeah, completely agree with you.
They need to pick it up for more episodes at a better time.
I don't think so. I think they lengthened it.
Well, they could do a few more. Some 13.
Yeah,
13. And, like, 13 would be a
I just want at least one more.
But,
just
like, a little more.
Yeah. Like, even when we were, recapping, two episodes ago, I was like, what do you mean the finale's in two episodes? What are you talking about? And then I realized, we're already at the end.
I'm losing more of the... It seems that a lot of TV shows will like to... hold the cards of whatever the evil organization or the bad person's doing until, like, the finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like it's so much more invested, like, as a viewer to know what the stakes are. Yes. If you let us know pretty up front, so we're like, oh my gosh, how are they going to be able to beat this?
Be a little bit, you know, give us a little bit more, because I think sometimes the episodes can feel like fillers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I feel like if you have good writers, you can make it seem like it's a filler episode, but still relate it to plot.
Absolutely. I feel like...
I'm with you. I just feel like, also, Sunday nights are like where shows go to die sometimes, and I hate that. And I was like, this show does not deserve to be here on Sunday nights. If not, it needs to be earlier if you're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Very true.
Nine.
But then, you know, where's, you know, Neil Patrick Harris gonna go with his Smart Kid show? Okay.
All right. Okay.
That's way past.
We can talk about this another time.
So everybody splits up, and we get to see Wyatt chase after Jessica. Flynn tries to find Emma, and we do get a conversation between Wyatt and Jessica where he does ask, "Are you really pregnant?"
Lies. Lies and deceit.
All lies.
Yeah.
If you get the possibility of getting shot, of course you think you're going to say anything that's going to...
Yes.
It's just to the point where it's like, okay, you're pregnant, great, let's talk about... Like, it's like let's move on. Let's focus on and talk about and watch something more. But, like...
At this point, he's just like a sperm donor to her, because she's like, yeah, no, I'm going to take my baby to Rittenhouse. Yeah. Bye, you're not my family. And it's like, whoa, he's still part of it and he wants to be involved, so...
Mm-mm.
You're like, nope.
Anywho.
No, I was looking at getting ahead, but speaking kind of getting ahead. Chase Snowden in the chat said, I couldn't stop shouting future over and over during the final scene.
So we get to the scene, of course, that we've been building to all season long, that she has had these visions about why Rufus dying somewhere in the Old West. Where there's people with cowboy boots and cowboy hats on, and we find that she's found in a saloon kicking ass, and it's been 3 years for
she's
her.
So cool.
And I feel like that's the way you could do great character development. And you can advance a character by just saying, oh, it's been 3 years, and you can just give them, like, they can be much more skilled and advanced whatever you need them to be at.
Exactly.
And we don't have to worry about the real-time consequences of that.
Mm-hmm. She's manning her visions. I mean, look at the picture. Look at the, like, her intent.
Get it, girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to know if she really did that or if that's, like, some green screen action going on.
There looks like green screen, but I do think she can roll back.
In the chair, you can still see her
just
eyes.
A little bit, but it's so intense. But she's mastering her skill, and she is, like, straight from the moment that she hung the guy and was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, I'm sorry. She, to the guy who's, like, just flipping over the wrong car.
I just broke his wrist. No big deal. I'm not the same Gia.
I love how she told Rufus, too, she's like, did you not just see that? Right. I just broke that guy's wrist. Yes.
She's like,
I got this. And I was like, oh, my God.
She's all on edge. Did you just sneeze? Like, it's, like, super on edge. Right. So.
I mean, she kind of has to, a young lady like that, you know, working at a place like that.
I was worried. I'm like, please don't be a hooker. I'm like,
I was really scared, but I was also like, oh, she's got this. So.
I figured she did. I'm like, maybe she's
at least
bartender.
Maybe a madam or something like that, where she just kind of handles everything financially.
Ooh. So she does say, like, Rufus, the reason I really want you to come here, this is where I saw you die.
Yes.
This is where, and so she breaks down. I've been going over and going over and going over this vision, and I could break it all down to exactly what happens. What I do like, though, is that when it actually does happen, instead of, why don't you just say, Rufus, this is the moment. Turn around because there's a guy coming with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
She never says
There's not enough time for that.
It's happening right now, Rufus. Just turn around.
I like she grabbed the gun that was in a different spot or she didn't know about.
And she did it. Yeah. But as soon as...
Say it because you're thinking it. Say it.
Because as soon as that hug happened, I was like, okay, we've talked about this before. Gia has said, which we've, you know, that it's going to get to this point where when Rufus did the same thing, The guy died anyway, so Rufus is going to get hurt. Y'all just need to be together.
Though, you know what, though? The exiting the saloon was the stupidest exit out that I was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Nobody's like, let me peek out.
Nah.
Let's check it. We're going to walk out. Like, Lucy even, too. She's like,
sauntering.
It's cool.
But I think there was some foreshadowing because, you know, Lucy's mom said, like, you can't change what's going to happen.
Yep.
So, like, just before that, we knew whatever happens with Rufus is going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, that's
but
a good
still,
point.
It was dumb.
I just didn't know
I would wanted them
die.
To be sneaky and then get hit. Like, that would have been cool. Like, they're ducking, but you didn't get it enough. Like, you at least tried.
Yeah.
Let me, here. Do you need a bigger target? Yeah.
Like, why Rufus didn't just, like,
crawl,
like, just really low on
at
the
least
ground.
At was a back cross. Door that they mentioned.
They went out the front door, and I was like, what is happening? I definitely thought that she was going to come back and, like, stab him instead of shooting him by, like, changing the dynamic completely and just being, I don't know, saying something.
Yes.
Hell Hydra. I don't know. I don't know. Something different, you know?
What I do like, though, is Flynn and Wyatt working together. Just that moment.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Hand on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
And we see them working really well in unison together.
That was great.
I feel like it's because Wyatt knows he don't have a chance. He does not have a, what's it called? Choice. There we go.
There was that scene. Does anybody have an idea for what was going on, who Flynn is? Because remember, him and Lucy have that scene.
Yeah.
What,
right after the mom dies,
What is it? Who is he? I need to
know. That's the question.
Yeah, I don't.
He was saying, I this is why I'm here. What did he said something like that. And there have been no predictions from anybody.
Yep, there could be a very deep relationship, or there could be a love. It could be, who knows?
We said child. We've said that. Like, she's maybe.
Well, I was assuming child or husband. That's what those are the two things.
I like future
that,
husband as an option.
I mean, it just, because the fact that we don't really know, because the way that he was looking at her, it could either be portrayed as a love.
More romantic.
It could be a love or a love of a child. It was one or the other. But I mean, like I said, he could have been trying to change it for us to be like,
that's
what's actually happening right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Well, we do see the crew leave thinking everything's safe and sound. We're going to get home, but Emma's laying in wait, shoots Rufus, wings Flynn. Lucy's had enough, chases down after Emma. They have a kick-ass fight.
Good girl fight.
Yeah, I did like that. Just Lucy's.
It was violent.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
But even Lucy, when she's got the gun, think of it, it still has a bullet, and just like her.
She pulled the trigger.
She pulled the trigger.
I'm so glad she did.
Yeah. I was glad too.
But even her just having the consequence and just walking back and forth, like, ah, she's just kind of, before she even pulls the trigger.
Yeah, but she. But it's good. But it's like the thing where, I mean, it happens a lot like with Batman or other superheroes where, like, well, I'm not going to kill the person. And guess what? They come back and kill a whole bunch more people. So you're like, no, I'm sorry. You need to get rid of them now.
I was like, what was the point of keeping. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they give Lucy that human moment there where it's not easy to just pull up and just pop some
Balls. I'm glad she has to think about it.
We're done.
But she's ready.
Yes.
Oh, and then when she gets the other gun, too, and like, I'm going to keep shooting her.
Yes. Oh, I was so proud of her.
Yes. Yeah,
it was great.
So, of course, Rufus dies.
Mm-hmm.
The way, not necessarily the way we had heard about all season, but the way it's got to happen.
There are a lot of people saying that he would get shot. But then some people say, no, they've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. That could have been foreshadowing.
No, that was just pure fear. Yeah.
Or some people are like, why didn't they just bring him back and like try to do something? I kind of was wondering that too. Like, bring him back and try something.
I think for plot wise, we just had to move on.
Our clock walker of the
doing this with Rufus
of the week said something really good.
Well, we'll get to that. So we end the episode where everybody's back, very sad that Rufus has passed away. And the episode ends with another lifeboat showing up. With the future version of Lucy and Wyatt saying, hey, let's get it together. Let's go get Rufus.
I was like,
and that's where we end.
Tomb Raider style.
Especially the way that Lucy looked.
Is it not weird to you guys that the future lifeboat, why couldn't it just be the mothership? Like another mothership?
Didn't it look like the mothership, or am I crazy?
No, it's a lifeboat, but they said been upgraded. Like upgraded,
but I don't know. It was a little strange.
All right, Nakira, maybe who's
still,
our
maybe they still couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, we're wrapping up. We got our clock blocker.
Our clock blocker fan of the week. So there were two that was really a tie between. So honorable mentions to both. Jay Snowden said, I love the scene. I can't believe the season. My guess is when Wyatt finds out Jessica is Rittenhouse, he will run to Lucy only to find her hooking up with Flynn.
That was obviously
what happened. So good job for Leslie. And then Steven, I just figured out how Karen and Sakina can meet each other, breaking the same space. Karen portrays Denise's granddaughter, who looks exactly like her in the past and traveled back to future to warning. I never really thought about that. So for them to be in the same room, they could be like, oh, that's just my sister. Like, dang, y'all look a lot alike.
We're just, them genes, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And an honorable mention was Thomas. He said that, calling it now, Rufus gets shot, dun-dun-dun, protecting himself. Future Time Team has devised a way for them to travel back to a time they already exist.
Dang.
Wow. Future, future Rufus gets shot and dies, so predicting his own time of death, he gets a little bit longer with Gia.
Interesting. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So, folks, we end the season here not on a downer note. We at least ended on a hopeful note. And so the show may be canceled, maybe not. Right now is the last day that if you want to get the +3 for DVRs or live streaming, that's what they're waiting for before they think they make their final decision.
Yeah.
So even if it does end, which hopefully it doesn't, at least ends on a hopeful note. I feel like you can feel like they're going to get Rufus back. Yeah. Even if we don't see it, we know that he's going to be back on the team.
For sure. Well, because they talked about like, oh, you can't do that yet. Like, we don't have the technology. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. If they figure out in the future, they'll be like, all right, now we got to go back and fix it.
Yep, and we've been wanting something in the future, so I'm glad that we're finally doing that.
Do we like that beard?
Who doesn't?
Negative.
Hell no. I also was like, hey, Lucy girl, how you doing?
Yeah, Lucy looked hot.
I was like,
Lucy looked great. Maybe I didn't like his hair.
It didn't go well. Like, it
looked
weird. It was a fake beard, obviously.
Yeah.
So it didn't.
You're shooting from an upwards angle, guess. That's what you see in face.
Also, Lucy, I would do terrible things to you. Just saying. Anyway, so what are we talking about?
All right. Sadly, we've got to wrap this up. There's still so much to talk about and not enough time. We apologize. There's so much to break down. But everybody, we hope you enjoyed this recap of Timeless this whole entire season. Fingers crossed, everybody, for season 3.
Woo!
Yes. Alexis doesn't want it, though.
I do. Shush. Hashtag renew Timeless.
But folks, thanks for joining us all season. If you want to stay in touch with us anyway, after the show's over, you can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks, everybody, for hopping in the chat and sharing your predictions all season long. But Virginia, if they want to talk to you more in depth and personal about your fear of hanging out with dying people, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Virginia Reina.
Ridiculous.
Takira? Right. You can find me, Takira Shabre, at Takira _ Shabre on Instagram and Twitter. Predictions and comments. I want to see them.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And yeah, what are your predictions? Comment down below on the video.
Hey guys, Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. Also, if you love more sci-fi stuff, Supernatural is happening literally right now. I gotta go jump in there. So join us, and then we're doing back-to-back episodes because tomorrow is the finale. All my shows are ending. But definitely find me there, and definitely talk about more stuff about future Lucy. Hey.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie, folks. Let's share our thoughts and hopes and feelings about Timeless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Until next time, folks. Hopefully, we'll be back here next season for season 3 of Timeless, right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.